There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at that old country church, where with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at that old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt at that old country church. Where with Jesus above, with His wonderful love, saved my soul at that old country church.
Welcome to the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church, coming to you by the means of radio over this fine station, C103. Hello everyone, this is Pastor Bobby Sandlin. What a great privilege it is to come to you again this morning, every Sunday morning, that's right, at 11 o'clock, right here on C103. Call a friend, tell a neighbor that we're on the air. We'd like to invite you out to our church. We want to give you directions. If you're coming from Mount Orb, you just take Route 68 till you come to Route 286. Takes about 5 miles. When you come to 286, you'll turn left, and the church is on the right-hand side. If you're coming from Fayetteville, you take Route 68, approximately 5 miles, till you come to Route 286, turn right, and the church is on the right-hand side. Our church service nights are Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. Wednesday and Friday at 7:30, Sunday at 6, and Sunday school at 10:30 a.m. That's right. Every Sunday morning, we get into the Word of God and grow in the knowledge of the truth. We want to send this broadcast out to our faithful contributors. And we'd like to say a Happy New Year this week. I know, today's the 8th, but I thought about we've had a real good week already here, 2012. We're excited about what God's going to do here at the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church. But we want to send it out to our faithful contributors that makes this broadcast possible. They was with us all last year, and I'm excited about them being with us all again this year. And that's Harold and Louise Brummett right there in Beaufort, Ohio. Faithful contributor, faithful listener right here at the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church broadcast. We also want to send it out to Anita and Vance Allen right there in Blanchester. Again, faithful contributor, faithful listener right here at the 5 Mile Holiness Church. We want to send it out to Sister Linda Hughes right there in West Union. Been praying for you, Sister Linda. Pray that you've had a great New Year. All right. We appreciate each and every one of them that send monthly contributions here to the 5 Mile Holiness Church broadcast, and we really appreciate that. We also want to give out our website address. Our radio broadcast has really done exceptionally well for the last year and a half. We're excited about what God's doing, going to do this year on the broadcast. If you enjoy what you are hearing here every Sunday, you can go to our radio broadcast and hear it and share it with others. And that radio address, or the website address is www.5milehc.org. Again, www.5milehc.org. And you can go to that and click on the radio links, or radio broadcast links, and hear the radio broadcast 7 days a week. And we also have guest speakers on there that come and preach for us annually, monthly, and we put them on the website also. And we just want you to go to that and take a look at it. If you also have a prayer request that you'd like for us to pray over, a special need, if you'd like to request a CD from this radio broadcast, we'd be glad to send you one that you can share with your neighbors and friends and loved ones. We'd like for you to drop us a line. Take the time to sit down and drop us a letter and send all correspondence to 3083 U.S. Highway 50, Fayetteville, Ohio, 45118. Again, all correspondence to our church office at 3083 U.S. Highway 50, Fayetteville, Ohio, 45118. And we'll get that. Pray over it and give you a holler out on the air. All right. We're going to get into the Word of God. We don't have any announcements to give out this week, but we're going to have a lot of things coming up here in the next few months, and we'll be keeping you up to date. But go take a look at that website. Amen. And drop us a line when you can. Tell us how we're sounding here on the radio. All right, if you have your Bibles, we're going to be reading this morning from 2 Timothy chapter 1. If you have your Bibles and you'd like to read with us, it takes the Lord's to preach. It takes the Holy Ghost power and the anointing. Amen. And we pray that God be our helper today. The Bible says in verse 4, the Bible said, "Greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first at thy grandmother Lois, and thy mother Eunice. I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore, I put in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee, by putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of the Lord, nor of me, his prisoner. But be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us, and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death, and hath brought life and mortality light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher, and an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. For this which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know who I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." Amen. One more verse. The Bible said, "Hold fast to the form of the sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith, in love, which is in Christ Jesus." Amen. If the Lord would help us today, just for a few minutes of time, we want to take a few minutes and preach on committed to the cause. Amen. Simply preaching this morning, committed to the cause. I want you to notice the letter that I just read. Apostle Paul, he wrote to Peter here, and he told Peter, he said, "Stir up the gift that lies within you." He said, "It was in your grandmother Lois. It's also in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that it's in you also. Stir up the gift, Timothy. The gift lies within you. The Spirit of God is among you." Amen. He goes on to say, "Be therefore not ashamed of the testimony of the Lord." Amen. But be partakers of the gospel according to the power of God. I like what Paul said to Timothy. He said, He has saved us and He has called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to the purpose and grace which is given by Christ before the world ever began. My brother, I want you to know today, as I said earlier last year, amen, I want to rehearse it again at the beginning of this year. Amen. You was called according to His purpose. You was born into this world not to be the things that you felt like you need to do and accomplish, but you was born into this world to serve God. Amen. The Word of God says before the world ever began, you was called according to His purpose. I know this morning that's hard to understand. That's hard to comprehend and fathom in our mind. But I want you to know today, you're called according to His purpose. Amen. Praise God. You may say today, I don't know where my purpose is in life. I don't know where I'm supposed to be, preacher. Seem like I'm tangled up with all the affairs of life and the cares of this world. Preacher, which way should I go? I know there's a lot of religions out there today, a lot of doctrines, various preaching. But brother, I want you to know something today. There is a spirit that is stronger than a man's tongue. There is an anointing that will reach out, amen, greater than a doctrine, amen, that's came from, amen, theologians, or came from, amen, the doctrines of divinity. I'm here to tell you, my friend, I know the wisdom of man, amen, has corrupted and twisted and turned the gospel. But the Bible tells us, amen, when Apostle Paul said, I did not come to you with enticing words of men's wisdom, but he said, I came to you with a demonstration of the power and of the Spirit. Brother, I want you to know there is an anointing that breaks that bondage. There is an anointing that breaks that yoke. Amen, of sin. Brother, you say today, I've tried to quit sinning, preacher. I've tried to quit doing the things that's got a hold of my life. But seem like the more I try, the worser I got. Amen, I find in the Word of God that the Bible said there was a man at the tombs. Amen. That cut himself daily. Amen. Praise God. He could not be tamed. Amen. Praise God. He had to segregate himself from the community. Amen. Because the devil had got a hold of his life. Amen. But came by one evening that day, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And the Bible said, He said, under that wicked spirit, come out. Amen. And they spoke to the Lord and said, Lord, amen, torment us not before our time. Amen. Jesus said to go, and the Bible said they went. Amen. Into the swine, and they went down violently over a hill under the river and drowned themselves. Brother, I want you to know today that man was free. God set him free, brother. And I want you to know today God can set you free. But brother, you got to acknowledge, amen, where He is. You got to acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ being Lord over all and Savior over all. Amen. The Bible tells us in His Word, amen, salvation comes by believing in thy heart and confession of the mouth. Brother, listen, the Bible said, for out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. Brother, there is something inside of you. Amen. It's called a soul. Amen. For God said in His Word, He breathed into every man and man became a living soul. There's a soul inside of you that came from God. Amen. A living soul that will live forever. Yes, sir. This flesh will die. This old man will die after a while, but that soul, it's going to live forever and forever. Amen. But I want you to know today, if you'll commit yourself to God, commit to the cause. Amen. What is the cause, my friend? Amen. The Word of God, He said He came not into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He went to a cross and died. Amen. That we could have life and have it more abundantly. Brother, the cause today is living for God. The cause today is to serve God in the beauty of holiness. Amen. That's the cause today. Amen. Live for Him in this life so we can go live with Him in the next life. Amen. This is nothing more but a dressing room, a place to get ready to go to meet you eternal home. home. Amen. That's right. There is a life after this life. Don't let nobody tell you out there today that life stops at the grave. I'm here to tell you this old body's going to go back to the dust of the earth. But the souls are going back to the one who gave it. Amen. That's the word of God. You can believe that today if you want to. But I'm here to tell you the Bible said the rich man died. And when he lifted up his eyes, he lifted up his eyes in hell. And the Bible said he was tormented in these flames. Brother, hell is just as real as heaven. Amen. I cannot preach an eternal heaven without preaching an eternal hell. Brother, there's a place of damnation for those that reject the word of God. There is a place reserved for those that said no to the Master. They turned their back on the Lord. They said, we will not go that way. I'm here to tell you, my friend, God sends nobody to hell. But brother, men go to hell this hour because they reject the truth and they reject God's word. Amen. That's right. I'm preaching today. I'm committed to the cause. Brother Bobby, have you ever suffered in this life? Have you ever been made up fun of, mocked at, ridiculed? Yes, sir. I'm here to tell you, as a young boy, I raised up in this good old fashioned way. Brother, I've read the gospel and I've preached it for over 25 years. Amen. Yes, sir. The devil said, you'll never survive. You'll not make it. The devil came by my way different times this morning. And the devil's told me, brothers out there, amen, you're going to fail. You're going to fall. But brother, I'm standing today by the help and the grace of God. I am committed to the cause. Amen. There's a spirit that leads and guides. Amen. You say, preacher, how do you do it? Amen. With such a sin-cursed world that we live in. How do you do it, preacher? How do you stand? Brother, there's a thing called the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God that dwells among men. Amen. It come down into my life when I give my heart to God. Amen. It's been my God. It's been my teacher. Amen. It's been my leader in this world. In the times of my oppression. Amen. Yes, sir. When it looked like the world was a caving in. There's a spirit that sweeps down and comforts your soul. Brother, I know it's hard to fathom. But brother, I'm here to tell you it's real. I said it's real today. And listen at this old time preacher today. I'm preaching, I'm committed to the cause. Timothy, tell them out there. Paul made the commission to Timothy. He said, Timothy, stir up that gift. It was in your mother. It's in your mama and your grandmother. And I know it's in you. I want you to know out there in radio land. Amen. You may have had grandmas and grandpas. Amen. That raised you in the house of God. Amen. And taught you the goodwill of the Lord. Amen. But you got away. Amen. You said it's not for me today. And you got out into the world and you created things. And you've done things that you're not proud of. But I want you to know today. Amen. Grandma prayed. And grandpa prayed for you. Your mom and your daddy prayed. And they sought God for you. Amen. They shed a many of a tear. Amen. That's right. And the Bible gives them that consolation. Amen. The Bible said, amen, that our works do follow after them. Brother, after you've done dead and gone on to be with God, your prayers don't stop. Amen. The Bible said they go up to heaven as a memorial. Amen. Amen. The works do follow after them. Amen. I want you to know I am the recipient of my grandma's prayers. I am a recipient of my mama's prayers. Amen. My family prayed. Amen. When I was a young boy. Amen. No, I did not get into sin. Amen. But yet I was a sinner. I did not get into drugs or alcohol, but yet I was wretched and lost without God. Amen. But somebody prayed and got a hold of God and said, Lord, save my children. And brother, at the age of 18 years old, I gave my heart to God. I ran right dab in the middle of mama's prayers and mama's prayers. Brother, listen, you may say today out there, amen, not today, preacher. Preacher, I remember that kind of preacher. preacher. I remember that anointing. Brother, I can't get it out of my mind. It still lingers in my soul. I remember those Holy Ghost meetings. I want you to know today, when Paul said to Timothy, it's in you, son. It's in you. Amen, brother. I want you to know that Spirit of God is among you. It's a dealing with your soul. It's beckoning your heart today. And that's why I'm a preaching this morning. I'm committed to the cause. Are you committed? Amen, brother. He said here, hold fast. Hold fast to the sound words which thou hast heard. Amen. Praise be to God. Amen. It's not that you don't know it. It's not that you don't understand it. It's you don't want it. Amen. You're waiting too long. You're making up your mind today. Amen. I'll get him before it's too late. The Bible said, say not, amen, I'll do this, or thou do that. For you ought to say, if it's the Lord's will, thou do this or that. For what is a man's life? It's as a vapor that appeared for a little time, and then it vanishes away. Brother, you're here today, and then you're gone tomorrow. Amen. I'm here to tell you this morning. Amen. Be committed. Take that first step. And I'm here to tell you, he'll take two. He'll meet you halfway, brother. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man open unto me, I'll come in and sup with him and he with me. The Master wants to abode in your life. He wants to take control of your life. But you've got to allow him in there. You've got to be willing to understand you were called according to his purpose. I said there's a calling. There's a calling this morning. Amen. A lot of people don't understand that calling. Amen. They don't understand the beckoning of God's Spirit. Amen. I've heard different ones say, preacher, seem like I've had a heaviness on my heart for a while. I seem like, preacher, my mind's been going back to my childhood days. Amen. I've heard different people testify in the church about when the call of God came in their life. Amen. Maybe working on a job. Amen. And their mind went back as if it was yesterday into their childhood and remembered the things they have done. And they became sorry and they became humble. Amen. I want you to understand there is a call of God today that dwells with men and women. There's a spirit that comes knocking at your door. Amen. Amen, brother. When it does, it beckons your soul. Amen. The Bible says the grace of God has appeared unto all men. Brother, he will come by. He will give you a visit. He will beckon your soul. But I want you to know this morning, if you're not committed to the cause, amen, after a while, he'll lift his hand. He won't pass by. For the Bible said, God's Spirit will not always strive with man. There'll come a time he'll not pass by anymore. I want you to know today, take advantage when the call comes and the Spirit is beckoning for your soul. Amen. I'm committed. Pastor Paul said, I'm committed. Amen to the cause. Amen. That's what I want to do today. I want to pick up where Paul left off. I want to commit others. Amen. As I was committed. Amen. In the same chapter, 2 Timothy chapter 2. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard among many witnesses. The same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Listen, that's my commission. I said that's Bobby Salen's commission this morning. Why are you on the radio today, Brother Bobby? Amen. My commission on the radio this morning is not to push my agenda. It is not to exalt my church. But my purpose on the radio, amen, is to add to the kingdom of God. Amen. To commit others. Amen. To faithful men. He said, commit others as faithful men who shall be able to teach others. Brother, I am a witness of the power of God. I am a witness of the healing hand
hand of God. So therefore, my commission is to commit others. Tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ. Lift my voice and tell them today on this radio waves, there is a Savior, there is a Lord. Amen. That's merciful and gracious and long-suffering. And He died for the sinners. And He died to save those which are lost. I'm asking you today, as humbly as I know how, will you be committed also? Will you be willing to take on the cross? Amen. And follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And take the chastisement. And take the ridicule. And take the mocking. Amen. No, no. There's never been a man, amen, that took a suffering like Jesus Christ. But He said in comparison, He said, if any man pick up his cross, let him deny himself and follow me. Brother, this morning, you've got to be willing to deny yourself, amen, and follow after Jesus Christ, and be committed to the end. The Bible said, them that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. Brother, I'm a working that away. I'm headed that direction. I don't know when my appointed time shall come, because there is an appointment, yes sir. The Bible said it's once appointed unto man to die, and after this the judgment. Amen. I'm 44 years old. I don't know when my appointed time will come, but brother, I want to be ready. And when that hour comes, I can open up my hands and say, come Lord Jesus, I'm ready. I'm committed to the cause. Well, I feel like preaching. Excuse me. I feel like preaching today. I want to read a few more scriptures. Amen. If the Lord be my helper. Amen. I'm committed to the cause. Amen. Listen to this. The Bible said in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 17, for the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin in us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him in well-doing, as unto a faithful Creator. Let him suffer according to the will of God, committed to keeping their souls. Amen. Brother, listen at the Bible here. The Bible said if judgment must begin at the house of God, and if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner man appear? Brother, you've got to be willing to say, I will, Lord. It's your choice. You've got to surrender your life. I can't make you live holy. I can't make you, amen, be a Christian. Amen. No, sir. I don't care how much you dress up like it, how much you look like it, how much you attend the church. Woo! Brother, it's got to come from inside. Amen. The Bible says, if the inward of the cup and the platter appear clean, the outward of the cup and the platter will appear clean also. Brother, you want to have this true and genuine, get it deep down in your soul. And that takes commitment. That's got to be willing to say, I will, Lord. I will follow you. I want to preach today in the last few minutes of this broadcast. I'm committed to the cause. I'm committed to the cause. Are you committed today? Are you committed to the purpose that He's called you? It's going to take a made up mind in this hour. The Bible says in Psalms 37, the Bible gives us a scripture. It says, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. And He shall bring forth the righteous in the light, and the judgment at the noonday. Rest in the Lord, wait patiently for Him. Fret thyself not of him who prospers in the way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Brother, the Bible teaches us that the world is growing wicked and the time is growing evil. But brother, you've got an opportunity to give yourself to God in this hour. And the Bible said He'll save you and deliver you and take you home with Him. This is Pastor Bobby Sandlin with the 5 Mile Holiness Church. Until we meet again next week, may the Lord bless you is our prayer.